Like we have to do every so often, remind ourselves that the word gospel means good news. So even when we hear about beating and being beaten severely, and this is the good news of Jesus Christ. But all of this, that passage from the gospel kind of hinges on that last. Much is required of the person entrusted with much. More will be demanded of the person entrusted with more. So what have you been entrusted with? And this kind of gets to the heart of what St. Paul is talking to us about in Romans. We're in the heart of this really dense part of St. Paul's letter to the Romans. And as we always say, we should go back and read these readings and read the entire context of that letter to the Romans so we can really get what he's saying. If we were at Mass yesterday, we heard St. Paul say, where sin abounds, grace abounds all the more. And then they skip a section before we get to what we have today. And the section that we skipped in the lectionary says, well, since grace is so abundant, should we go and sin more so that we can get more grace? Because that's what one of the leaders of the Reformation said. He said, because grace abounds where sin is abound, go and sin boldly, confident that God will forgive you and give you his grace. That's not what St. Paul says. He says, of course not. Of course we don't sin just because of grace and mercy is available. And then we get to this section here. Because we become slaves to whatever choices we make. And this is one of those maybe difficult things for us as Americans, as Westerners who have autonomy and independence and freedom, that we believe the lie that we don't have a true master. But we know that's not true when we sit in quiet introspection. That there's a reason why I do everything. Either, and it really is as simple as St. Paul says today, I'm either a slave to my body and my desires and my flesh and my sin and my wants, my expectations, my fears, my whatevers, or I'm a slave of Jesus Christ. And the reason why we don't sin and sin boldly, because through our baptism we've died to ourselves. And we've given Christ permission to live inside of us. And this is the point. This is the reason that we are Christians. Is that through us Christ comes alive and alive in the world. And so what has been entrusted to us is the very life of grace. The life of God has been entrusted to each one of you. That God poured himself into you at your baptism. And every time you do a virtuous act, every time you receive the sacraments, God's grace is being poured into you. So how should you protect that? How should you respect that? What decisions and choices should we make because of this new reality of who we are? That we're vessels of the one true God. And this is why more will be demanded of us. Because we have received everything. And as we learn to surrender ourselves to Jesus and his way of life, we're no longer a slave to sin. That we begin to live in righteousness. And we're no longer a slave of fear of offending God and breaking one of the rules and not getting all of our bonus points because we didn't finish all the assignments. But we live in the freedom. If we can imagine the ideal marriage and the freedom that comes between the husband and the wife when they fully surrender themselves to each other in that beautiful gift of holy matrimony. I don't beat my wife because it's against the rules. No, I love her. I protect her. I defend her. I cherish her. I honor her. I don't need the law to tell me not to hurt her. I love her, so I won't. So the life of grace inside of us, do I abuse it or do I cherish it? This is what St. Paul is trying to get us to see. That because of Christ dwelling within us, that beautiful gift of the life of God, that we no longer need to turn to ourself, to our body, to our flesh, to sin, that we have received the abundant grace of God, and in that we have everything, and that we are truly free. So just examine your heart, and to whom have you enslaved yourself? Fully to God or partially to yourself? Maybe one of the fruits of this Holy Mass today can give you the courage and the grace to truly be a slave of righteousness, a slave of Jesus Christ.